is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I am Jay. With me is Mike.
Hey.
And Art.
Hey.
Welcome to the second episode of season 14. I just combined like three languages.
You did.
Thank you.
French, Latin, and Spanish, I believe.
No Span English, Jay. No Span English.
Also, we've decided that this will be the season of guests. Our goal is to have a guest for every episode this season.
Yep.
Come what may, somebody will be on with us.
Somebody's going to be
our neighbor.
Yeah, a special guest.
Could be a hand puppet if we're really desperate.
Right. But it could be, it almost was, Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Yes.
You never know, man. You never know what's going to happen.
So instead of Billy Crystal, we do have another one of the co-stars from their new show. What is it called? The Comedians?
Yep. On FX.
On FX, Art and Mike got to speak to actress Stephanie Weir, who most people know from Mad TV and just like millions of movies, which actually brought her being a guest brings us to our topic for today, which is our top 8.5 greatest. Now, should we call them character? I guess they're character actors, right?
Yeah, character actors.
It's a simple way to put it, but it's basically when people you see in movies and TV all the time and you go, oh, it's that guy.
Right.
Or it's that girl from that thing.
And yeah.
There's actually a documentary on Netflix called That Guy from That Thing.
That guy who was in that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just all about these actors who you know them, you see them and everything, but you may not know their names. They're just not quite famous enough for you to know their actual names. So we're going to go through our lists, find out who the best is of all time, and we'll talk to Stephanie about halfway through and talk about their new show and get her take on it, on being one of those people, because she's definitely one of them, I think.
I think so,
She's super unique looking, and she, you know, she's always popping up and stuff. So we'll start, as we do, with our 8.5. And how should we go? Art, you want to go first?
Yeah, I got 2 for 8.5.
Wait, that just equals 9.
That's 17.
All right, I got a 0.2, 8.5. No.
2.5?
Yeah,
0.2 to 0.3 or something, I guess. Sure. I don't know. One of them that we had his effect on the sound effects, and that's the Wilhelm scream. I like I'm talking about the actor Sheb Wooley, I guess. He's, I think since he's in everything, I put him in there. But also, too, my other guy is...
All right, hold on. Let's do it this way. Let's make it into a fun game.
Okay.
So... let's give their credits.
Okay.
See if we could possibly figure it out who they are.
Okay.
I know part of this is not knowing who their names are for the most part, but I think everyone would be like, oh, I think I know who you're talking about. And then us having done some research on it, we'll probably possibly be able to guess who they are.
Yeah. So,
all right, cool.
So for Art's first one, his credit is this. That's his credit.
Nice. All right, for my other 0.5, I guess, is he's been in it's a guy. He's been in The Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in Steal This Movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in Runaway Bride.
Mm-hmm.
An episode of Felicity back way when.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in Vengeance, Almost Heaven.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
here's one, and the reason why it's my 0.5 is because people now know him for the show he's on, but he was also in the movie Blade.
Wesley Snipes.
No. He was in Max Payne, and what else? Sons of Anarchy.
Wow, I'm lost.
Vikings.
I got nothing,
dude.
Good, who is it?
He now plays Harvey Bullock on Gotham.
Oh, shit. The dude from, I don't know his fucking name at all, but the dude from Grounded for Life on Fox. Remember that old series?
What does it look like?
You know him?
No, no idea.
Donald Loge.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of this. We're just falling right into it. He's a big, fat, like, redheaded dude.
Yeah,
he's another one of those guys who's been, like, on a million failed sitcoms.
Right. He's like if Jim Belushi and the Brony Man had a kid.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
He's always like a scruffy semi-beard.
Yep.
Yeah, Grounded for Life. That was probably the biggest sitcom.
Yes.
The wife, I remember, was hot on that show.
Oh, that blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember him from Blade.
Blade was the one where he got his arm taken off by the subway.
And everything was happening to him, so he was like the comic relief.
He was the punching bag in that movie.
Yeah. So, and then when I saw him and a couple other things, I'm like, oh, the dude from Blade.
Yeah.
And then when he obviously hit it big with Gotham, I'm like, and he did pretty well with Vikings and Sons of Anarchy, but I was just still like, yeah, he's that guy.
Nice.
We're going to absolutely have to put pictures of all of these people on our website so you can follow along.
Got it.
Art, get on it.
Come on.
So, yeah, check MastersOfNone.com. Click on the show page for this episode, and you'll see all the people we're talking about.
It's a good one. That's a fucking great one.
All right, Mike, you're 8.5.
All right, my 8.5 has been in, and I first noticed him in Spider-Man. He's been in American Pie 2.
Let's do this. You can give a little more about who they were in Spider-Man, you think? Or no? Or you were going to get closer.
Well, there's a reason. The reason why it's an 8.5 is because
I can't
tell you.
J.K. Simmons?
No. So
he's too famous.
Yeah. So here you go. Spider-Man is where I first noticed him. Then Old School.
The super old guy? Blue from Old School?
Nope. Nope.
Oh, because that would be a good one. He was in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He's always like the old bum guy. Wasn't he like the old bum in like Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Sardine?
Yes.
Right? Fuck it. I'm making him my number 8. I'm going to look him up right now.
I noticed him in Catch Me If You Can. Neighbors, he was just in, which is ridiculous. Chuck, he was on a bunch of episodes of Chuck. He was
Jesse Hyman?
Yes.
Who was it?
That motherfucker. You may also know him as the nerdy kid who kissed that model in that Super Bowl commercial.
Daddy commercial, yeah.
Oh,
commercial.
You hate him.
I fucking hate that kid. And the reason I put it, and that's the reason why I put him as my 8.5, because he has no discernible actual talent and he has no actual part. He's just a background extra guy that shows up because he looks like if Josh Gad had Eric Stoltz's role in Mask. He's fucking terrible.
Yeah, isn't he the world's most famous extra? Isn't that what they call him?
Correct, like yes.
Yeah, he's just a big, fat nerd guy.
He's a big, fat nerd guy, and even as an extra, he's an overactor. It's hilarious. Because if you notice him, you notice he always does something a little extra that an extra should not do.
Wait, who was that one...
a featured extra.
Mm-hmm.
Who did that article with that guy from oh my god. Here we go. This is perfect.
This is going to be a lot of
he was like cheering like he was almost like going to saw like punch himself in the face. Remember it was one of your friends, Mike, who had an article about like just that extras, like different weird extras. And it was that guy from maybe it was the Mighty Ducks where that guy was just like cheering.
Oh, yeah. It was Film Drunk from Film Drunk.
Yeah, Film Drunk. Yeah,
That guy. And he actually interviewed the guy. It's like the same type of thing. He actually found the guy out. I'm sitting no less than 2 feet away from a picture of me and Jesse Hyman on the fucking Venice boardwalk in California because I actually saw him. I picked him out in a crowd and I went up to him and got a picture taken with him. And at the time he was like on MTV for something. And I walk up to him and I go, "Are you Jesse Hyman?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "Can I get a picture with you?" He's like, "Yeah." And then
$50.
I get my buddy Dan to take the picture. And as he's taking a picture, he goes, "Do you watch MTV?" in this really fucking terrible nerdy voice. And I go, "No." And I'm just fucking giggling. I'm giggling. I'm laughing. I'm trying so hard not to laugh because all I can think about is his stupid face in Spider-Man when he's just overacting. And
as a spectator in a school fight?
Yeah. Oh, unbelievable.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's my in a half.
So my in a half falls back on my old formula that I usually go for my half. This actor was in Death to Smoochie, featured regular in Seinfeld.
Oh. Okay. Wait, keep going.
He was in every Snow White anything ever on TV or movies. Do you need more than that? I'm sure Art knows.
I'm trying to find his name.
Yeah, me too.
But go ahead, just describe him in an un-PC way.
He's dark hair.
The midget with the beard.
The guy with the beard. Yeah.
The guy with the beard.
The midget with the beard. Exactly.
PC asshole. The guy with the beard. Danny Woodburn.
Fuck. Yeah, he's like a bald. He's like a Dave Attell midget.
What the hell is his name in Seinfeld? Mickey.
Mickey.
He was Mickey, and then he was
Smoochie.
Yeah, he was Smoochie's sidekick in Death to Smoochie.
I just remember him being an elf in something.
Of course, he was probably an elf. Yeah, any elf, dwarf, seven dwarfs type scenario.
Mm.
He's there.
He's there.
Wait, was he in Bad Santa?
No, yeah. That was the black. That was the black midget. How's that for PC, Dick?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right. So yeah, Danny Woodburn, classic.
Nice.
All right, I'm gonna do my number eight since I already blurted it out anyway. Since
okay.
I was short one. Get it? but yeah, my guy was in Best in Show. He was in Old School. He was in the Hudsucker Proxy. I believe, as we said, he was in Pee Wee's Big Adventure, and nobody knows his name.
Oh, yeah, Blue. Yeah, you gotta play Blue.
But yeah, you know him as the super old guy. He's usually like some sort of crazy person or right. Hobo or something like that. Yeah, his name is Patrick Cranshaw. God rest his soul.
When did he die?
2005.
During the taping of Old School, actually. He actually really died in that tub of KY.
I think he died when we were on the air in Jersey, because I remember I did
December 28, 2005.
We did do a little tribute to him on the air.
I think I took Kansas Dust in the Wind and put like Old School clips.
Yes, I believe you're right. That's very funny.
And I think anytime we played Kansas Dust in the Wind, I would play our version, which angered our program director. Perfect. Just had "You're My Boy Blue" like sprinkled throughout it. So yeah, that guy was great.
Yes.
He's always the token super old out of it guy.
Super old guy.
He's great in Best in Show. You know, he just sits there, but he's married to what's her head? Who could be on this list too?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Maybe she'll pop up on someone's list. Who knows?
All right, my number eight, he was in Three Kings, mm-hmm. Training Day, Fracture.
Fracture?
It was like a movie with Anthony Hopkins.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg.
No. he's been on a couple of shows such as Gang Related.
So he's a black guy.
No.
Oh, that was racist.
Not Taye Diggs?
No.
He paused very long for that one. He didn't be sure.
he was in Live Free or Die Hard. Three Kings with Ice Cube and
yes,
Wahlberg
that.
And Clooney.
Said that one, yep.
I don't know. I give up.
I don't know.
His name is Cliff Curtis.
Cliff Curtis.
Huh.
What's the one that sticks out the most? You're like, you know, that guy from this.
Training Day. He was part of like one of the, I think the Latin gangs or something. Like he's always in one of those, the gangs. Like he's like typecast as that gang member.
Is he Hispanic?
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And he's going to be appearing as, I think, a lead role in Fear of the Walking Dead, that spinoff.
Okay, he was fucking, he was the FBI director in Live Free or Die Hard. That's what I know him as.
But you always see him. It's like either he's either playing one side of the law.
Yes.
What's his name? Cliff what?
Curtis.
He was in something right before Live Free or Die Hard 2 that I...
He's like super generic. He's like from New Zealand, but like he looks Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
He can be Spanish or Indian.
He's a chameleon.
He's a triple threat. He's Spanish, Indian, and Mexican.
Yeah, I don't really recognize him from anything.
This guy...
This guy.
This guy was in The Truman Show.
It's not Ed Harris, is it?
No, not Ed Harris.
By the way, what are you guys drinking? I'm drinking a Blue Point White IPA.
Blueberry Ale.
Blue 16 Point. Ounce can.
This is strong, so it's a hoptical. Okay, so, as I said, he was in The Truman Show, the movie Super 8. He was in one episode of The Walking Dead, but he had a very big part, actually. It was a season finale.
That means he was also in The Wire.
No. he was in Miracle.
Mm.
He
definitely played a big role in The Walking Dead. Well, like you said, a sizable role in The Walking Dead.
Okay, so you know who it is?
Yep.
All right. Jay, you got it?
Mm-mm.
All right. All right, what else do you know him as? He's got a big role right now on a very good show on FX.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Called The Americans.
Did you mention White Collar at all or no?
No.
I remember him from that.
I think all of these guys have been in a USA show. I think every single one of them has either been in White Collar or Monk. I keep seeing Monk.
Or credits. The West Wing.
Or Burn Notice. That's another one. One of these guys are in.
These are all those like reputable basic cable shows.
Yeah.
I liked him in The Truman Show though.
He was Jim Carrey's best friend in The Truman Show. His name is Noah Emmerich.
What was his most notable one?
Probably either The Truman Show or right now The Americans. He's the FBI neighbor Stan Beeman on The Americans. He's actually awesome on it.
Yeah, he's like a weird blonde haired older looking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recognize him at all. Yeah, he's got like sort of like a grizzly face.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that guy. Sorry. All right, my number 7 is known for playing like feminine dudes for the most part. You probably know him best from Best in Show and then playing same character but of a better character in Best in Show in Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, I got it.
Yep.
I got it. I knew
nobody knows his name.
This is who I thought your other one was, actually, when you said Best in the Show.
Yeah. Yeah, those are his two main things you probably know him from, but he pops up in a lot of stuff. His name is John Michael Higgins.
Yes.
He's Michael McKean's boyfriend in Best in Show, and then he plays the announcer with Elizabeth Banks in Pitch Perfect.
Yes.
But yeah, he's pretty funny.
I really loved him in The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. He was Jennifer Aniston's brother who was in an a cappella group.
Oh, yeah. Another weird connection.
Yeah.
Come on the kick drum.
Yeah, come on the kick drum.
Come on the kick drum.
Lose yourself.
You know, here's the thing. I know the lines that this dude is spewing, but I don't even know his name.
Right?
That is good.
It'd be like if we like, hey, you know, next time we introduce ourselves, like, and here's Mr. Obviously and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Yeah, his name's John Michael Higgins.
Nice. That's a great one.
I like that guy, yeah.
Art, right, you're up.
My number 7. Been in the show The Closer. Been in Clear and Present Danger. Another guy that was in Training Day. Mm-hmm. was in Major Crimes, a spinoff of The Closer. Been on Los Americans. Been in a couple of episodes of Breaking Bad. My name is Earl, 24.
Oh, see that old, like, skinny guy?
Nope.
Are you talking about Raymond Cruz?
Yes, sir.
Ah, dude!
Nice.
What do you mean he was in a couple of episodes of Breaking Bad? Dude.
It's Tuco.
Tuco! He was fucking Tuco!
Yeah, dude.
I haven't seen it yet, so I was
He's
just looking
at Better Call Saul,
like,
too.
One, yeah. Two, three, four. There was four. They said like four episodes that he was in on IMDb.
Oh my god, dude. He was one of the scariest motherfuckers.
I'm actually going to be watching Breaking Bad, Arrow, and a couple other things once I get my three months free subscription of Netflix.
That's two people from Training Day so far. That's nice. Yep.
I like that movie. What can I say?
Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's like a B version of Danny Trejo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a nicer version. As far as the characters are playing. Right? As we all know from bowling with him, super nice guy, Danny Trejo.
That was fun. This guy was in Rush Hour. He was in Batman Begins.
Jackie Chan.
No. he was in... He's widely regarded. He was in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. He's one of these guys that everybody turns to as like one of the consummate character actors, if that helps you.
Does he play like a stereotypical sort of role?
He always plays the guy.
That always helps with these.
Yeah. He always plays the guy or the dignitary or the guy who is supposedly supposed to be good and then is always the bad guy.
Oh, yes.
He was in The Patriot. Did he play Franklin?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know.
His name is Tom Wilkinson.
What's the thing he's best known for?
Tom Wilkinson, best known for... he was...
And Michael Clayton, too.
He was Falcone in Batman Begins.
Okay.
And he was... What's the...
Nice one, man. That's awesome.
Oh, Rush Hour. He was Jun Tao.
The picture on IMDb doesn't like make me immediately recognize him. Is he always sort of like looks different or no?
No, that's his face. He's got kind of a longer nose.
You know, some things just go bad in this city. You know.
Yeah.
I guess IMDb has a new feature that puts like recently viewed puts a row of pictures along the bottom of your page.
Yep. Yes.
And mine is like the fucking my list exactly. It's like the. The rogues gallery of that guy's fucking awesome.
Screenshot.
Yeah, totally. This will be easy, Art. Look, you just have to punch them all in IMDb once. Take one screenshot. I have a couple that are, I don't know if they're going to be too famous to be included or not, but I guess I'll let you guys make the call on it.
Okay.
I have a few women on my list.
Oh.
This one, I mean, she's one of those, but like she's hasn't been around for a while, but she's super... recognizable and it's probably like 50-50 on people actually knowing her name, but immediately when I tell you the two movies she's known for, you're gonna know who it is.
Okay.
When I say Goonies and Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
I said I'm so happy that's the song that's my show. Owen.
Yeah.
Was she the voice of that cartoon Tuna, Charlie Tuna?
No, I don't think so. But yeah, Anne Ramsey. I'm talking about.
That's
you guys knew that, right? Did you both know her name?
No. Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know her name, but yeah, I just remember her wearing a beret and she scared me.
Remember hearing it a lot and then, you know, as quickly as you remember it, you forget it.
Yeah, so you would totally recognize her in a lot of stuff, but those are the two main ones. But man, she was something else. What percent do you think she was actually acting in those movies? Because she's playing the same character. How much is that? That's just how she is.
Yeah.
Like someone just found this crazy grizzled lady and was like, you need to be in movies.
Put on this robe. Perfect.
It's like the opposite of someone discovering like a supermodel when she's 12.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's just finding the most grizzled, gnarly old lady right when she's about to die.
Oof.
It's like the exact polar opposite. You need to be in pictures.
Come with me, kid. You're going to be a star.
All right. This guy was in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay.
He had a couple of stints in TV on Miami Vice and Spencer for Hire.
Okay.
Going further into the present, he was in Spider-Man 2 and 3.
Wait, which Spider-Man 2 and 3?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I think I got it.
And he was also in The Cell.
I remember him from a movie... I remember him the most from a movie with John Candy called the one where he's a soap opera writer. Is it Delirious? No. Where he's a
Eddie Murphy?
He's a soap opera writer and he gets stuck in his own soap opera.
No.
Okay. Yeah, Delirious. He was in that movie. He was. Right. He played one of the brothers. I know
that was the lesser known 80s Delirious.
Yes.
He Disorderlies?
No. He was, what's his name, Baker?
Dylan Baker.
Dylan Baker. That's it.
Wow. What's his most known thing?
I'd say his Kurt Connors is in Spider-Man 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Who was Kurt Connors? Give me more.
He was one of Peter's professors.
What's his name? David Baker?
Dylan. Dylan Baker.
Dylan.
Dylan. Dylan.
Oh, that guy. Yes, he is definitely one of them.
Hey, guess what? He was in an episode of Monk.
Yes.
Of course he was.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's kind of like
Burnt Monk notice.
He's kind of like an Irish looking dude, almost like a slightly better looking Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in tons of stuff. Yeah, he's kind of the generic like teacher. That's exactly right. It'll be like a teacher or some like office guy, some guy in a shirt and tie but the shirt has short sleeves. When I go, oh, that guy.
Yeah,
that's a good one. All right, Mike, you're up.
Yes, this gentleman was in Gone in 60 Seconds, Ransom.
What kind of role is he usually stereotyped
usually
into?
A cop. Yeah, some sort of cop. The Cider House Rules, where he was not a cop.
He's in The One, right?
Huh?
He was in The One with Jet Li. I think
I never saw that movie, but yes.
You know, if people listening to our podcast throughout the ages, you guys pretty much have the same taste. I do not. She's like, wait, you saw what?
Yeah. Romeo Must Die, he was in. Devil's Advocate. Jay, did you ever see the HBO movie Soul of the Game about the Negro Leagues?
No.
He played Satchel Paige in that movie?
No.
He was in your other favorite movie, Up.
Mr. Delroy Lindo.
Delroy Lindo. What's his most famous thing?
Gone in 60 Seconds,
Gone
I think.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Or I remember him a lot from Ransom. He was pretty good in that.
All right. Ball-headed black dude with a goatee?
Yeah.
Kind of like a Lou Gossett Jr. type?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
You know, he doesn't... I mean, he looks vaguely familiar, but I'm not like, oh, that guy! Which I'm sure you... deduced by the fact that I didn't yell, oh, that guy.
Deduced.
Like that? I don't even know if that's a real word. Deducted, I think I should have said. I feel like he might have been on The Wire. No?
I don't know. He was a member of my gym for a little while. Really? He actually lives in this area, yeah.
Side note story. That guy was at your gym. Triple H was at my gym back in when he was training out in New Hampshire at Gold's Gym.
Nice.
Jay, any famous gym members?
Any famous gym buddies?
Oh, boy.
Weight
Top
spotters?
Top 8 have gym buddies. Go. It just popped in there when you told me that, Mike. It just popped in there, literally.
Well, oh, you know who used to work out at my gym in Brooklyn?
Who's that?
Stephen Hawking.
Whoa. That's a terrible gym.
Wait, it wasn't a gym. It was just a movie theater. He was just sitting next to me. No, I don't know. No, I have no famous gym contacts. But I almost went to the high school that Webster went to. How about that? Midwood High School, Brooklyn, New York. I think he was a year ahead of me. All right.
And 4 inches under you.
Oh!
Hey! Short jokes.
All right. We'll do a number fives, and then we'll take a quick break and do your guys' interview with Stephanie Weir, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. My number five, he's been in Justified. He's been in Californication. He was a guest star on an episode of Seinfeld. I feel like I was looking at the IMDb. I couldn't find it, but I feel like he was just a bad guy in something I saw recently, which I was like, what? He's the bad guy? It kind of blew my mind. Generally plays he plays a lot of different roles. He's a bit of a chameleon. He's familiar.
Have we had him on our show once?
We sure have, Arthur.
Yes! Yes!
I didn't want to give it away by giving the last credit.
Wait. Oh, yes. Okay. I know who it is.
The credit that'll give it away would be Groundhog Day. Steven Tobolowsky.
Yes.
Nice. That is so that guy, though.
That motherfucker has been in everything. Everything. I remember him first from, and I think when we interviewed him, I talked about this the whole time.
Sneakers.
Oh, I love that one.
Can you say, I think we had him, right? Did we have him say, my name is Werner Brandis. My voice is my passport. Verify me.
Yeah. I think it's just sexy when someone says passport.
That was great.
What was he just in? Does anybody know? Like, he was just in somewhere. He was like the main bad guy. I picture him like sitting behind a desk, like plotting. But I couldn't believe he was the bad guy. Like, you almost didn't recognize him, really.
Were you watching those episodes of Heroes?
No, but yeah, he was on that. And he's, of course, Ned Ryerson.
Yeah.
In Groundhog Day, it's probably his most famous thing.
Right.
17 fucking pages long.
It's ridiculous how many movies he's been in and TV shows and that kind of shit.
So, yeah, wow. It's ridiculous. I wonder who has the longest IMDb page.
He's got to be up there. Like, who has the most? Well, is that a Googleable thing?
Probably. I mean, he's been at it since 1976. This is his first thing. But it must not have been great. It was something called Keep My Grave Open. And then he didn't work again after that flop until 1983.
Wow.
From which point on, he's worked every year since.
You watched that documentary, right? Like, just hearing like some of these stories about these guys like just being out of work for years?
No, I didn't see it. But yeah, I could imagine. And then when you get a gig, it's usually like a one-shot thing. And what are you getting, a few grand? And it's like, then you don't work again until you get another guest starring thing or something?
Yeah.
It's got to suck. It's like having no idea when your next gig's going
to
roll in.
I know. Actually, Nicole turned to me and asked me the same question. She's like, would you be able to live like that? I'm like, no, definitely not.
Fuck that, man. I'd be losing my mind. Fun fact, he was on Glee as a character called Sandy Ryerson.
So looking at the IMDb list of most acting credits, all of them so far have been porno actors.
Oh,
But the one that cracks the top 10 that is not a porno actor is Mel Blanc. He gets the most acting credits.
Nice. That's voice actor, though.
But that's voice actor, yeah.
Well, you keep looking. Why don't we do the next one, Art? Go ahead.
All right. This guy was in Ghostbusters 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got him already. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, it's the Zagreb guy from First and 10 on HBO.
Anchor Management, Midnight in Paris, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Was he in Wayne's World?
I believe so, yes.
Usually has an accent.
What?
Does he usually have some kind of accent?
No.
No? Oh, maybe think of someone else.
He was in Scary Movie. Mike?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Peter McNichol?
Nope.
Oh, that... Because he's definitely that guy, I think. You know what I'm talking about? He was like... in Ghostbusters 2, he was the bad guy's like...
He was Janos.
Yes. Yeah.
The Eppervestine?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's but you're...
That is a good guy. I think he was on... That dude was on Ally McBeal.
Ally McBeal. He was on a lot of stuff. Yeah.
He's in a ton of stuff.
No.
That was a good guess, though, right, guys?
Good guess. Good answer.
Good job. Good job.
Show me Peter McNichol. We were just talking about how Mike never has the sound effects ready. Well done. No edit required.
Ah, all right.
The actor is Mike.
His name is Kurt Fuller.
Yep, Kurt Fuller.
Look on that Ghostbusters 2, a couple down, you'll see him.
Oh, that guy.
You got one, Art. You got one.
I got a good play bingo. That
big, you got bingo one. Again.
We got one.
Yeah, he's like the balding guy. He's always like a super hyperactive like business guy or...
Yeah.
Yeah, or like a professor.
You mean he doesn't have any dungarees?
Yeah, totally. That's a great one.
All right, my last one, and then we'll...
I literally can't think of something he stands out in, though. But he is
no,
in everything.
No, I can't either. Ghostbusters 2 was it for me.
Who is he in Ghostbusters 2 again?
Ghostbusters 2 is he's like the mayor's assistant. He's the guy that has them committed to the mental institution.
Yes, that is a perfect one. Yes. Well done. Yeah, he's in everything. Absolutely. You know who I was thinking of too is the guy who he hasn't worked much lately, but speaking of Kurt, I think he played like Kurt in like one of those 80s sitcoms, but he was always like kind of like the Weasley like neighbor guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll look his name up. But go ahead, Mike, you go.
All right. Before we get to the interview, I have one more, and he was in The Longest Yard remake. He was in Armageddon. He was in The Dark Knight.
I know it.
Okay.
I know it.
Yeah.
He was also in Go.
Yes, Go. And actually, Go was the best. Go was the best movie that I liked him in.
Perfect Storm.
Yes.
And a million movies.
Yes.
Millions.
Got it, Art.
He's my number two.
Nice. Got it, Art.
Mark Robert Ellis?
No.
Nope.
He usually plays some sort of guy with a defect or a flaw, like a creep. He's either a creep or like a weirdo, or
yeah,
he's just an asshole.
His name is William Fichtner. F-I-C-H-T-N-E-R.
He is the head of the bank at the beginning of Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, that, yes!
Yeah, got hey, one.
We got it on at Art.
Got one.
He looks like could be like playing Barry Manilow.
Yeah, he looks like every like used car salesman, coke addict.
Yeah, Blades of Glory he was in.
Yeah, and he's the guy who they think is who wants to sell them
Amway.
Jay Moore and Scott Wolf like Amway.
That is perfect. Well done.
Yeah. All right, you want to get to this interview?
Yeah, Mike and Art chatted with and. Mike, what's with your echo on this on your side of the recording here?
I recorded this in a bathroom with no lights in the stadium that I work in.
But the acoustics were great. We got to do a live show in a bathroom.
All right.
I think next time you should record it over the PA in the stadium.
Perfect.
That echo going. Let's try it.
Today, we're going to interview.
Stephanie. Where?
Number two.
What's up? It's Art and Mike from Masters of None Online. We're very happy to have Stephanie Weir. Of course, you guys all know her from Mad TV, but she's going to be starring in a great new show with Billy Crystal and Josh Gad called The Comedians, and it's going to be premiering April 9th at 10 p.m. on FX. Thanks for taking the time, Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And before we get into like Mad TV and some other things, let's a little talk about The Comedians. Tell us a little bit about your role in the show.
I play the producer. She's a lovable loser. She doesn't have her act together completely. And then she's also trying to help bridge the gap between Billy and Josh. But at the same time, she's play's favorite. Whoever's in the room is who she's agreeing with, which is a very fun dynamic to play because you're, you know, constantly. She's a very nice, two-faced kind of person. I don't know if you've ever met one of those. I have. They're delightful.
Nice.
Is this role kind of like expanding as the season goes on? Because I know it was the show for the most part has been hyped up on FX, of course, and everything. But we don't really get to kind of see the inner workings of it as much. So how is your role kind of expand as the season goes on?
You know, everybody's really rooting for this show to happen, for them to kind of find their voice, and she's always kind of a middleman in that, and her character is juggling that as well as some of her own love life issues. She seems to make a lot of bad choices, so it it kind of grows in that area. You get a little taste of what a mess her life has probably been and some of her background. Yeah, but her main goal is to get this show on track, and I think her neck is always on the line. You know, she could go at any minute, so that's the kind of the arc.
Obviously, don't have to name names, but did you kind of draw from anybody in real life, either in the business or not, that kind of made you two-faced?
I absolutely did. I've worked around a lot of different producers in different capacities, and it's an amalgamation of several different, you know, people, because I feel like producers have this very difficult role of being the one who kind of puts the kibosh on creativity sometimes, you know, just whether you're out of money or the timeline won't allow for something. And it's a very unpopular place to be, I think. And so I feel for these producers sometimes. It's like they signed up for the job, so it's easy to kind of kick them around and be like, God, yeah, it would be awesome if it weren't for so-and-so. But yes, I absolutely drew from those experiences. And I won't name names just because right now everybody's just like, she's not talking about me.
Awesome. With the cast that you have, with Billy and Josh and yourself and the rest of the crew, how is it kind of building a relationship just so you guys have that chemistry when you start off a new show? What are some of the things, besides like the table read and all that, was there certain things that you guys did for the comedians just to kind of create that chemistry before you guys started shooting?
You mean like cast gatherings and things like that?
Yeah.
Myself and Megan Ferguson and Matt all got together, you know, just a couple times, dinner or whatever. And then we just observed Billy and Josh from afar, and not from afar, afar. But most of the time, we would do our kind of bonding, sitting in our chairs, waiting for the scene to come up. And then, you know, what you do, you kind of stand in a circle and hash out the latest, you know, movie or whatever disaster was going on. I remember, I think there was a, gosh, what was the big, Ebola. Ebola was really a big, strong talking point for all of us, and how, like, gosh, the show may never even make it, because this was all when, you remember when Ebola came to Dallas?
Yeah.
I do recall Josh saying, well, it's been fun, y'all. it's all over now. But, yeah, those were kind of our bonding moments. But, no, Billy Crystal did not have us over for dinner, if that's what you're asking.
It sounds like the show has a little bit of room for improvisation for you guys, especially with everybody's backgrounds in their past performances, or is it strictly scripted?
No, there was a lot of improv. You know, Larry Charles was very big on just letting the camera roll and seeing what happened. And then, you know, Josh and Billy, who are just a wealth of comedic impulses and stuff, they were always had something ready to, you know, it would just appear for them. And so there's a ton of improv, and it's always so delightful to see what makes it into the show, the moments that you improvise, that you're just being silly, or you know, you find something new. So there was a lot of improv, and that being said, the scripts were so funny as they were. You always felt like, well, gosh, I'm not going to top this. But there was always this eagerness from Ben Wexler and from Larry Charles to be like, you know, no, try, just go with it. Let's see what happens. So yeah, a lot of improv.
Cool.
Kind of with that improv, you did a lot of that on Mad TV. When you kind of reflect back on that series, what was some of the things that stood out for you when you were on Mad TV for you?
There were sketches and things that stood out. Guys, there were so many of them. It was such a fun show to write on. And the interesting thing is I, you know, because this series is about a sketch show, and there are some fantastic sketches in this show, I don't know, it's like kind of like reliving that experience through the perspective of the producer or whatever. But I guess to answer your question, one of my favorites I always loved doing was a character called Angela Wright that would make these silly home video kind of things. I liked Leona Campbell, this old woman. Anna Nicole, even though she kind of broke my heart, I enjoyed doing her too. Because we just coincidentally, you know, we were born on the exact same day, she and I.
Really?
Isn't that weird? Yeah, I know, fascinating. I think I'm the only one who appreciates that. But those were my favorite characters, I think.
Looking back on it, you were on Mad TV for a while. How long, how many seasons were you on for?
I was on for 5.5 seasons. I started in 2000, and, you know, when you're new, you kind of do little half chunks, and then they decide whether they're going to keep you or not. Yeah, it was a great run. It was a ton of fun. That was a hard job to leave. I know I had an opportunity to stay, but I kind of felt like the well was dry. I needed to branch out or do something else. But it was fun while I was there. Good time.
From Mad TV, do you get recognized on the street a lot from Mad TV mostly, or from other things that you've been in, movies, Fun with Dick and Jane, so forth?
Yeah, you know, mostly Mad TV. The other stuff I've done has been pretty small, and that seems to be the thing that people recognize the most. And I have two small kids who I've never shown them Mad TV. They don't know anything about it. I've never talked about it. But just from people coming up to us in airports and things like that, they're like, wait, what is this Mad TV everyone's talking about? And then I'm kind of explaining, and it's like, but why is everyone mad? I don't get it. Trying to explain, but I'm going to have to show them some of the clips eventually. And I think all of my authority will go out the window. I don't know if they'll ever take me seriously again after they see me trying on baby gloves and talk to the child.
Do you get recognized? You know, it's funny, 'cause like, You do have a very recognizable face. Like you see you and you're like, oh yeah, I remember you from either Mad TV or some of the smaller stuff that you did or whatever. But you were on that for so long that, do you ever get recognized as somebody else?
Always, you know, and it's been, you know, I ended that show 9 years ago. So people will come up and be like, God, did I go to college with you? I did all kinds of, oh gosh, who, somebody recognized me. It was the wrong actor, though. They had me for the wrong actor, and I just took the compliment. I didn't correct them. Sometimes that's the easier way out. But the worst is somebody trying to recognize you, and you finally kind of own up and say, oh, you know, I was on this sketch show, Mad TV, and they'll go, no, never watched it. That's not it. and then you just kind of feel like you've been prancing around your resume for them. That's the worst. But I always love being recognized. It's my favorite. I, you know, taking pictures. Like I said, my kids really think I'm somebody special. That's always great.
Nice.
That's awesome.
But before I let you go, let's talk about your favorite. Like, if you see someone, obviously, you know the people more than we do in the entertainment field. But is there certain people that when you see a movie, like, oh, I love that guy or girl or something like that?
Can't maybe place the name, but, you know, you get the face and you're like, oh, yeah, that guy was awesome in this movie.
Yes, I do have that love. And I'm totally blanking on, like, who my favorite is. You know who I had that feeling for that everybody knows now was Kristen Wiig in Knocked Up.
Yeah.
And, do you remember that? And she played this producer, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, she has almost no lines, and she's stealing this scene. Yeah, but she was one of my favorites. It doesn't really speak to what you're talking about right now, unfortunately, but...
The big one that everybody knows now because it's kind of a running gag is Ron Howard's brother. Like, he's in all of Ron Howard's movies. You know what I mean? Like, he's like the one that everybody goes to as like that guy that's like, oh yeah, I see him in everything. You know?
You know who I like? The Quaker Oatmeal guy. You know that old guy?
Oh, Wilford Brimley?
Is it? It could be. I love, you know.
The diabetes guy.
Which one?
The diabetes guy? Am I wrong on that, Mike, or no? Mike, no, I'm messing up.
No, he does oatmeal commercials.
I feel like if he's doing oatmeal commercials, that feels like that's in line with, like, a diabetes diet. So we might be talking about this guy, but I always see him on things, and you're just like, oh, I love that guy. But I'm not even sure if he's still around, and I don't know that he's doing, but anyway, yeah, he was always one of my favorites. And you know, okay, this is going way back. Private Benjamin, do you guys remember that movie? Did you ever see it?
Yeah.
The sergeant, who I could be related to. Like, she's really kind of wacky. I always saw her pop up in things. I loved her.
Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
This is how all of these conversations go, where you're like, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Nobody knows names whatsoever.
No.
Stephanie, we appreciate you taking the time. People, make sure you check out the Comedian series. It's going to be premiering on April 9th, 10 p.m. at FX. Of course, we'll have links up at Masters of None. Continued success with everything you're doing. And again, we appreciate you talking a little bit about the new show and also a little about, hey, do you know who that person was?
Thanks so much, guys, for having me. I appreciate that.
All right, you take care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and we're back. Nice job on the interview, guys.
And we're back!
All right.
Everybody check out The Comedians on FX. When's that on, Art?
It's starting April 9th at 10 p.m.
10 p.m., 7 Central.
Yep, I think it follows Louis.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good slot.
Yep.
It is.
Very nice. Did you ever think that Billy Crystal would be following Louis C.K.? That's weird.
Oof, that is... That must be odd for him, too.
Yeah, I bet he never thought he would be.
Right?
All right, we are up to number 4. My number 4 is, I think, a pretty awesome one. She generally plays kind of a sidekick guy who's kind of quiet, a little weird, sometimes a little gangstery. You know him from Anger Management. You know him from Carlito's Way. You know him from Traffic.
Oh, yes. I know exactly who he is. I know exactly who he is.
And most notably from Boogie Nights.
And also, there's a statue of him at Greendale Community College in Community.
Is there?
Yeah. He was their most famous alumni from Greendale Community College.
And in real life, he talks like this.
Yes.
He sounds totally
Luis!
Gay.
Luis!
Luis Guzman.
Yes.
Well done. Nice.
Yeah, that guy is in everything.
He sounds super gay in real life, but he has like a wife and 2 kids and he lives in Vermont. So weird. But yeah, he's great. Anytime you need a, you know, a stereotypical Spanish sidekick guy or someone to be a little weird.
Was he the cameraman in Boogie Nights?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And it's funny, too, because if you look at his IMDb, it's like 1988, 1988, 1988, or 1998. And so there's like 5 1998s, and then there's 4 1999s, and whoa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 8 2000s.
Wow,
he just takes a few years off, bangs out a few movies, goes back to Vermont.
Yeah.
Hangs out with his family.
He had his own show?
He had something. I want to see this. It says, short, I kicked Luis Guzman in the face. What is that all about?
He's obviously most notably known for The Adventures of Pluto Nash. I mean, come on.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, it does say Luis TV series 2003. What?
I don't know.
Interesting.
What's that movie about with the kicking in the face and all that?
Oh, yeah, he's the Spanish guy. Usually has a goatee or beard, like a little mini fro slash flat top.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that's awesome.
Plays a cop or...
My number four has been in movies such as Payback with Mel Gibson, Quiz Show, Drag Me to Hell, Amistad. He's in the TV series right now, The Good Wife. Been a couple Law and Orders. He's been in Ocean's 13. What else? I mean, this dude's been everywhere. He was in the Larry Sanders Show.
I have no idea.
Jeremy Piven?
David Paymer.
Yes, I know that guy.
Wait, all right, what is it? I can't.
He's usually like a, again, like a business guy or a teacher or like somebody who should be in charge, but they're bumbling.
Yeah.
How do you spell Raymer?
Paymer.
P-A-Y-M-E-R. Yeah, he really is like never had anything really notable, but you
How he is.
He's got kind of like sunken in eyes, big
wasn't
nose,
he in,
balding guy.
Wasn't he Billy Crystal's brother in Mr. Saturday Night?
Maybe. But yeah, that's definitely somebody you know.
No,
for sure.
Oh, you know who he was? No, he was in City Slickers. He was one of the ice cream moguls.
Yeah,
in City Slickers.
Yes, always bringing it back to Billy Crystal.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a real good one. You definitely know that guy.
Yeah,
no, you couldn't even name one thing. He's barely named one thing. He's been in.
What's he famous for? My.
He's famous for being in everything, but
yeah,
you don't know who the hell he is.
He was Billy Crystal's brother in Mr. Saturday Night.
He was like a recurring character in Cheers. He was in Howard the Duck. He was on Different Strokes.
Wow.
Family Ties, recurring.
Recurring as what?
I don't know.
Wow.
Taxi, he was in. This guy goes back to 79. Barney Miller, Happy Days.
Wow.
My God.
He's got a Happy Days credit.
You could fucking be in Happy Days and The Good Wife. That's pretty impressive.
That is.
You are a working motherfucker.
I thought Chris Hardwick hustled shit. Chris Hardwick got shit on David Paymer.
Nope. No. So mine, I think the one I had originally might be too famous, so I can go for another person who's been in one of the movies she's been. I'll go with my original. I think it might be too easy.
Okay.
But you know her from Home Alone, Best in Show.
Yeah. What's her
Catherine
name?
O'Hara? No.
Catherine
O'Hara. Too easy, right? She's too famous?
Yep.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go to another one then we sort of mentioned earlier, from Best in Show. And I think I'm thinking of the same person because I think there's two actresses who actually look just like her. I need to double check this, but she was in Best in Show, and then I believe she was also in probably most famously American Pie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yeah, she had
Stifler's mom?
Yeah.
Yes, Stifler's mom.
Yes.
Absolutely, Stifler's mom. But I feel like there's another actress who also kind of looks like Stifler's mom. Her name is Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes.
And she's, you know, kind of a bigger woman, blonde hair, big lips.
Yeah.
I just want a hot dog real bad.
Big lips.
Yes.
Big lips, big tits.
Yeah, Legally Blonde she was in.
Yeah.
She was in one of the scenes that made me walk out of the movie theater when they bust into a hair salon musical number in Legally Blonde.
I didn't see that movie.
I saw it in a $2 movie theater and I still walked out. That's how fucking horrible it was.
I love this IMDb list. It's called People I Can't Stand to Look At.
Ooh, IMDb's got a little rough.
I know. It's
I'll tell you.
I guess, you know, part of this is like looking unique, I think. But just having like a look that's like kind of different, I think helps in getting all these roles.
Yeah, because that definitely makes you become that guy quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. Like some of the ones we've done so far, they just kind of blend in.
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are.
I would love to be in like casting meetings to be like, we need that dude that's like, you know, that guy and he has a knapsack.
We need
to
do him. We need the dude that plays Brooks in Shawshank. So this guy has been in Armageddon.
Again.
There's a couple of movies that keep popping up for me.
Hey, it's my training day. His Armageddon is my training day.
No, I have a couple, actually. The movies that I will repeat from here out will be Armageddon, Lethal Weapon, and Mighty Ducks, just so you know. So this guy has been in Armageddon. He was in Fargo.
I guess Best in Show is my...
Yeah, Best in Show is yours.
Slash.
He was in Fargo.
He was in The Big Lebowski. He was recently in 22 Jump Street. He plays a foreigner, usually. Sometimes Russian. A lot of times Russian. Yeah. I play a Russian guy. He plays a little crazy. He's kind of crazy.
I know who you're talking about.
Is it Randall Tex Cobb?
No. That's a great one.
Thinking of Raising Arizona, not Big Lebowski.
That's a great one.
Got my Coen brothers mixed up.
I'll give you his line in Big Lebowski that you'll know him immediately.
Where's the fucking money, Lebowski?
Good job. That was brilliant. He's
one of the nihilists.
Yes.
Oh, the blonde haired guy.
Peter Stormare.
Good one. Excellent one.
He's short, all over
blonde,
the place.
Bleach blonde, spiky haired dude.
Yeah, he's been in a couple of episodes of Arrow recently too. Actually, he's as Count Vertigo.
He's in a lot of shit. Always a bad guy.
Yeah, he's always a bad guy. And that guy.
That's a great one.
My number three has been in Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Tim Burton's original Batman.
I got him. I know exactly who he is.
And in Flash Gordon, and he also was a voice in Eternal Darkness, the video game.
He played Porkins in Star Wars.
Yep.
And he played fucking Lieutenant Eckhart in Batman.
Think about the future.
Fat guy, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What's his name?
William Hootkins.
What a great name. William Hootkins.
Kid you not. His name.
Ah, look at his IMDb picture. He's got like a top hat and a fucking tuxedo on.
What?
He's like lifting the hat.
Oh, yeah. He's giving the old, how do you do with his hat?
What's all this then?
He's totally what's all this then. And...
What's all this then?
Wait a minute. Did you just play a clip of someone saying what's all this then?
Yeah.
What's all this then?
What's that from?
Monty Python.
What's all this then?
Nice. That's Porkins.
Perfect.
R.I.P. Right? He gets blown up.
R.I.P. 2005. Yep.
Stay on target. Stay on. Shut up!
Cover me, Porkins.
Yeah. Now, do you think they wrote in the script Porkins, a portly starfighter? And his name was just a pun that he was a fat guy.
His character description was cookie dough with eyes.
Yeah. Cookie dough with eyes, adept at piloting. Well, my number two is William Fichtner, so I'm good. So, Mike?
All right, I had a tie for number two. My tie, the first guy in the tie is, you know him from Lethal Weapon, Mighty Ducks. You know him from Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, Hunt for Red...
Death.
Hunt for Red October. No, not Death.
What's his stereotype role?
Also Foreigner, Evil, always the bad guy.
Yep.
Except for in the Mighty Ducks, where he is not the bad guy.
Emilio Estevez?
I will give you a hint. Diplomatic immunity.
Yes. Yes.
His name is Joss Ackland.
Yep. Love it.
Joss. J-O-S-S A-C-K-L-A-N-D.
Diplomatic immunity with my Ritz crackers.
So old guy, white hair.
Yeah, that's a terrible picture of him. Good book.
Playing the role of Anthony Hopkins playing God. In that IMDb picture?
Is he? Jesus.
I'm just joking.
But he was the bad guy in Lethal Weapon 2. He was the bad guy in... He was the bad guy from the future.
That picture on IMDb
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Is the off-Broadway of Odin.
Okay. Look at that.
It's a sweet picture of him playing... picture of him playing Captain Hook in the 1800s.
Yes.
On his IMDb page. What is that?
Snidely Whiplash.
This guy's been around forever.
Yeah. He was Hans in Mighty Ducks.
There you go. I don't recognize this guy at all.
Really? Come on.
Really?
Lethal Weapon 2? That's the fucking...
Yeah, that line like right there. Yes.
Diplomatic immunity.
I remember the line, but not so much the movie. I haven't seen a Lethal Weapon movie in like 15 years at least.
All right.
That was when phones went da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, the other one, also from the Mighty Ducks, you know him from My Cousin Vinny, Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore. He was in, he had a recurring role in Lois and Clark, Superman TV series.
Is he the judge in My Cousin Vinny?
No, no, that was the guy who played Herman Munster.
Yeah.
He was in The Legend of Bagger Vance, which nobody saw.
He's like a southern dude.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, what is that dude's name? I know you're talking about.
Mighty Ducks is probably the best one because
he kind of like almost talks like an older Nicolas Cage if he had dentures.
He was the bad guy in Mighty Ducks.
Am I right or no?
Kind of, I guess.
I thought I would be so much better at this game.
What's that dude's name? Hold on.
His name is Lane Smith.
Yes.
Lane Smith.
That dude is awesome. Yes.
Of course, there's no picture of him on his IMDb page.
Nope. What?
That's how
you be that guy and not have a picture of you.
I have no idea, but he died in 2005. Maybe that's why.
They took off his picture as a tribute.
Probably. Put it in Google, though.
Let's tribute him by removing any pictorial evidence of his existence.
Throw it in
Google. Oh, yeah. He sort of looks like Mr. Roper from Three's Company.
Kind of, sort of. He was the bad guy coach in Mighty Ducks. That was the big one.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't really recognize him either.
How do you not recognize him?
Maybe a little bit.
It's like Mike's not going to sleep tonight. He's just going to be like, how did Jay not know that guy?
How have you not watched Mighty Ducks as many times as I have?
Because Emilio Estevez hasn't watched Mighty Ducks as many times as you have. He hasn't watched one as many times as you've watched them all.
Oh, man.
All right, all my right. Number two.
It sucks.
You didn't even hear him yet. How do you?
It's good.
He was in The Wolf of Wall Street, Aviator, Leonardo The Lost DiCaprio. Boys. Nope. The Lost Boys.
Greasy saxophone guy?
No.
Pretty sure Leonardo DiCaprio had a party in Wolf of Wall Street and he was playing. No?
He was in the show Grey's Anatomy and Gilmore Girls. He was in the series Oz. Also The Practice.
What's his stereotype?
Could be like a father figure, or, you know, it could be like the good father figure guy, or it could be like kind of like the scary, weird dude.
I got him.
Has it?
I got
him. You know
him.
Who it is?
Yeah.
Who is it? He died recently, actually.
He did. This past year.
Last year.
He was in Richie Rich. He was.
Oh, now Richie, I know it.
Richie Rich's father. He was.
So you got it?
Like, that was going to help.
He was a president.
I thought you were being serious. I swear to God.
He played a president in some movie, right? He played. Yeah.
He's also been like narrators and stuff too. He's got that voice. He's like also like narrating all these like, or the voiceover for car commercials and stuff.
What movie did he play the president?
Edward Herman with Eddie. Two N's.
Two R's and two N's.
I have no idea who that guy is.
Didn't he play Franklin Roosevelt in something?
Yeah, he did.
What was that?
FDR.
Was it?
Yeah.
Another fucking person in The Good Wife. What is The Good Wife? Like the new S fucking CSI Law and Order? Everybody's been in it. Oh, yeah. CSI. He's been in that, too. What a surprise.
Of course.
It feels like any actor who lives in either New York or L.A. is going to be on whatever shows happen to film there.
I can't wait till CSI New Jersey pops up. Right, Mike? I'll be corpse number two.
I'll be distraught rape victim number eight.
Distraught break victim. Like, you need to put distraught in front of that.
Well, sometimes you can be confused rape victim.
I'll play redundant character description number three.
Are we on number ones?
We are. Can I throw in a bonus one? Because
player three bonus. Go ahead.
He was in Ghost. That's probably his most famous thing. But
I got him.
Oh, the dude that looks like he could have been in The Mask.
Hold on. He was the bad guy.
Looks like he could be in The Mask, right?
He was the bad
guy.
That's
kicking
Ghost.
The can.
The who guy?
The guy who was like kicking the beer can on the train.
Yes, of course.
I need a cigarette.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Yeah, that guy.
I thought you were talking about the bad guy in Ghost too.
I could go for a drag real bad.
The bad guy in Ghost is another one of that guy's.
Get off my train.
Yes, that guy. See, that was such a good one. You said that fucking guy.
Yeah.
That's how good of that guy that is.
Yep.
when you put fucking in the middle of that guy.
That fucking guy.
That's a really good one.
What's his name?
Vincent Schiavelli. He's the subway ghost guy.
He was the subway ghost, yep.
Subway
ghost. He was in Golden... Tomorrow Never Dies, Amadeus, Batman Returns, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, yeah.
Oh, yeah, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He had a big part in that.
Yes.
For sure. Yep. That's a big one.
Oh, cigarette.
You know who kind of became...
He was the organ grinder in Batman Returns.
Yes, I do. I remember that. He got the shit kicked out of him. You know who kind of became... Who started off being that guy, but then had a couple of really big hits that just fucking completely skyrocketed him was Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd was like neck and neck with those guys.
Yeah.
He would just be in a bunch of things. He would just say yes to everything.
Oh, this guy was in Taxi, sudden, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of... One more. Our number one is. All right. My number one is nobody will know her name, but everybody will know her.
Okay. Going on her tombstone.
You best know her from Mad TV, a brand new show called The Comedians on FX. No.
Oh, God.
You're going to know it right away.
Okay.
But you'll have no idea who her name is. You're going to know it immediately. Kingpin.
Oh, the British chick?
British chick? No. Nope.
Like the love interest in Kingpin?
Oh, dude, that girl.
Kingpin, the bowling movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vanessa Angel. Is that her name?
No. All right. You ready for the dead giveaway?
Yes.
Something About Mary.
Oh, the tan chick.
Yes, the old lady.
Yes.
It was Magda in Something About Mary, and then she was the landlord in Kingpin.
Oh, God, dude.
Well, this isn't like she look like Terry O'Harry or...
Terry O'Harry?
What's that, the Terry something Terry that O'Terry. Was
on... She looks more like Harry Carey.
Hi.
She's kind of like the modern-day Anne Ramsey, minus the voice.
Oh, dude, she's fucking gross in all those movies.
Yeah, but you know what? They make her up to look worse in all the movies. She doesn't really look that bad.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all this stuff, like post-production. Like, she's been in, like, 2015 is like her... She's like the Phoenix.
Yeah, she's always the old gross lady.
She's got 7 movies coming out this year.
Helen Keller versus the Night Wolves.
What? What? Where is that? What year? Oh, there it is.
This
post-production.
Year.
Post-production. What?
FDR. Let's check this out. FDR, American Badass.
Oh, what is this like? From the people who brought you American, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter? Of course.
No, that was a comedy, actually. The FDR, American Badass.
She plays Helen Keller in Helen Keller versus the Night Wolves.
What is it?
And nobody knows her name, right?
She's in Waffle Hut.
No, never would have guessed her name. I mean, we got it. We're looking at her, but
yeah, Lynn Shay is her name.
Yeah, she's fucking gross in all those movies.
Yeah, that's the point.
Especially the whatever.
But yeah, she literally does not look that horrible. I'd do her.
Yeah, would you? Would you?
I'd do her with Woody Harrelson's dick.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's my number one.
Nice.
Good job.
She's in a lot of stuff aside from those, but those are the most famous ones.
My number one, we did already. I had Tobolowsky as my number one.
Really?
Yeah, because you know, he helped the show out so much. I had to put him up at the top.
Nice. How about you, Art?
All right, I kind of have two, but I guess I should just pick one of them, right?
Good. There.
This guy has been in Goodfellas, Dumb and Dumber. Radio Days.
I know
it is. I think I know it is already.
Ed Wood, Helen Keller versus Night Wolves.
For real, he's in it too.
That would be awesome.
That'd be amazing. I mean, just throw that in there, not like the old third one, the fifth one. I love that.
I think I know it is just from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I think so too. Hey, wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
On a line? How's your burger?
How does he know I got gas?
Yeah. That one?
Yep.
Nice. It's fucking great.
Nobody knows his name.
I actually did.
You did? Really?
Yeah, I did.
How?
Because I don't know. It's a name that sticks out.
But you wouldn't think that would be his name at all.
No.
You would think it would be something Italian.
In fact,
well, maybe if he had only one R.
But yeah, Mike Starr. He's been in everything. Dumb and Dumber is probably the best. He was the hitman. That end up having the heart attack in the burger joint.
Who unfortunately got just acted in circles by Duff from MTV.
Wow.
She just acted circles right around that guy. That's one of the worst acting jobs of all time.
Yeah, that was terrible.
It's her in Dumb and Dumber. Like, it's cringingly bad.
Who'd she blow? Who do you think?
Oh my God, both Farrellys.
Yeah, probably
both of them, and Jim Carrey, and Jeff Daniels, and Mike Starr,
and Mike Starr. Damn it,
and every other best boy. Like, I've not seen. She only had like 10 lines, and every one of them is delivered so horrifically.
Every one of them is painful. It's painful for her, like, to get them out.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were gonna whack them now. Like, whoa. Come on, let's just whack them.
I was giving my other one.
The so Duff bad. School of Acting. Yeah, do it.
All right. He was in Seven, The Rock, Platoon.
Oh, that guy with the big jaw? The big chin?
Yeah. Is that who it is?
It's an Office Space. Scrubs.
Steven Root.
Nope.
It's not the jaw guy.
It's not the jaw guy?
Blue eyes.
John C. McGinley?
Like, oh, no. I'm talking about the guy. He looks kind of like Crispin Glover, but only like crazier and more manly.
No, you
know,
Mike
knows who I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly who you're talking about. He was one of the Marines. He was one of the Marines in The Rock. Yeah,
that's
no.
Good, that guy.
John C. McGinley is
too famous.
Perfect, actually.
Because you don't know his name, though. You know, like, the guy from...
Yes, you do.
I didn't.
From Scrubs?
I didn't.
Yeah,
he was like one of the leads in Scrubs.
I didn't really
you
watch
You never
Scrubs.
Knew his name.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
I didn't really
Let's
watch
Let's go
Scrubs,
to the poll quest. Let's go, know. Audience.
I didn't know.
He's the poor man's house. He's the beaver.
He's the apartment.
Yeah, what's the house guy's name? See, I don't even know his name.
Oh, what is his name?
See?
John C. Reilly?
No. What's house's name? Tay Diggs?
Oh, wait, Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, Hugh Laurie, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, John C. McGinley is like the B version of Hugh Laurie.
But you knew John C. McGinley. You didn't know Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, because he's great. We just lost England, you guys.
I know.
Bust out the pins. It's been a while.
Do you know how revered Hugh Laurie is in England?
I might as well just say Stephen Fry sucks too while I'm at it. We'll really lose the whole country. Oh,
hang on, guys. Let me get out
the box of pins. It's been so long. We pull the map out of storage. I didn't think it would ever happen, but we just lost England.
Yep, you did it.
So we just bankrupted Simply Syndicated.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Now I know how the Enola Gay felt.
I don't even know what that means, but it's funny.
It was the plane that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
What does that have to do with England?
We just dropped the atomic bomb. It's over. We have nothing
England.
Left in our show.
Got it.
Oh man, I had to walk you through that old joke. That was exhausting.
It's like an England, Japan. So then let's get our top. Who's the best here? Well, I mean, I had Stephen Tobolowsky at 5. Mike had him at 1. Art didn't have him at all.
Nope.
I had William Fichtner, though, at 2. And Mike had him at what?
What did I say? I think 6 or 5.
All right. I still think that leaves Tobolowsky at number 1.
Yeah, probably.
Were there any other ones that both of us had? Fichtner and Tobolowsky were the only ones that both of us had on lists.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. And Tobolowsky was 5 and 1, where Fichtner was 2 and 5 or 2 and 6.
Yeah.
Fichtner.
So there you go. There's your 1 and 2.
Stephen Tobolowsky at 1, Fichtner at 2. Anybody else have any crossovers? I don't think so, right?
No.
Nope.
So that's it.
Yeah. That's all we can really do there.
By a nose. Greatest that guy of all time is Stephen Tobolowsky.
Absolutely. Fucking love him.
Any other ones that, like, were on your fringes, guys, throw out there?
Yeah, a guy named Andrew Divoff, Divoff. He was another 48 Hours. He was also the main bad guy in Toy Soldiers, that movie with Sean Astin, where they were all... They all
fall down?
They all take... They'll get taken hostage in a college or something.
Yeah.
Prep school.
I feel like what's his head that you guys interviewed that you love from Justified could almost be
Walton Goggins.
Oh, Walton Goggins, fucking phenomenal. Both of those guys were almost that guys. Timothy Oliphant and Walton Goggins,
Timothy Olyphant's been in a lot.
Yeah, he's busted through. I mean, Walton totally Goggins, I think, could still be one.
He could. I kind of. He's been in two really big TV series now, though, between that and The Shield. He's
been in Masters of None and...
Yeah.
And WNNJ.
And Predators.
Yes!
When he cursed on the air.
Top 8.5 things Jay won't let go.
I will fight him if I ever meet him in person.
We've also had a couple of other that guys on the show. Curtis Armstrong could be considered that guy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Hank Azaria could,
Christopher
could
Lloyd
be,
too?
Hank Azaria could be considered that guy.
I think he's surpassed. I mean, for the most part. If I had to say more people would know his name than wouldn't know his name.
Yeah.
I would say they would.
True. Very true.
60-40.
You know what I like too is also is another City Slickers one. I like to call him not Joe Pesci.
Oh, Bruno Kirby?
Yes.
Bruno Kirby's been in a lot. He's dead. Right. He's been dead for a long time, too.
Is he dead?
Oh, yeah. He's been dead for a while.
Really? What happened?
I don't know. That's yeah, he was in bad. A lot. He was in Goodfellas.
Yeah, he was the guy that
he
they
was
would
in the Godfather.
Get when they couldn't afford Joe Pesci.
Yeah, he was in The Godfather.
He was?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Fucking Bruno Kirby was young Clemenza.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Was it Clemenza? Yeah, he was in the flashback scenes, or Godfather 2, rather. So he was in the flashback scenes with De Niro.
Okay. Well, these are all great, everybody. Long live those guys.
Yeah, they make movies worth going to see.
Good job not having any women in your list, guys.
Yeah, I thought suffrage. About that. I thought about that. I couldn't really think of girls. And you know what's really terrible? If you try to search, I actually did try to do a little research on girls and on that's
yikes.
You go to girls.com.
Woo! What is a female?
Chris Hansen, everybody.
try typing in something in Google and it just gives you terrible direction. That's weird.
The show's still going though, right?
What?
This show.
This show? Yeah.
All right.
I'm Jay for Mike and Art.
Yeah.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You think they had it, think many. Someone had it and they were like, we want that. We got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got
think.
They were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.